Perception and spirituality. Why perception is a prime topic in true liberal spirituality. To repeat it, Edward Bono's approach to enhancing creativity is based upon deliberate methods of lateral or holistic thinking in order to achieve practical results and to solve problems. It is not so much a lifestyle as in the case of Krishnamurti's teachings and can on demand be reproduced by any kind of individual, whatever his or her general orientation may be. De Bono has developed a rather pragmatic and sophisticated approach that requires repeated practice yet promises to produce results for everyone who seriously subscribes to it. The systematic and rational way of teaching that is beyond mere ratio is very much akin to the Western mind, and particularly the mindset of Western managers. This fact explains in part the tremendous success that De Bono's teachings had even in Asia, where today, except perhaps Japan, it is the Western management style that is predominantly practiced in the corporate world. I have used Edward De Bono's Six Hats game regularly in my seminars with corporations in Asia and was always successful with it. Successful in the sense that people had fun with it. Successful, however, not in the sense that they really could play the game. I would rather say that for most of my seminar participants, it was almost impossible to develop any creative ideas. In fact, associative or right brain thinking has been almost invalidated by the school system and the utter disrespect of children's natural personal power and creativity that is the general attitude of teachers in most Asian countries. This is, by the way, something De Bono explicitly deplored in most of his books. There is perhaps a general principle to observe, a principle that is often overlooked. We just cannot be effective if we do not embed all we do into the reigning culture. When I say reigning culture, I do not mean mainstream culture. We still may do our things and may have our niche in the long run, and we can very well live without the approval of the majority. But lacking out on the approval of the majority does not mean lacking out on integrating one's message into culture. Because culture means diversity. Culture means a range of opposites that are united under one and the same roof. Culture means a certain form of protection, and it means a certain basic form of tolerance. Culture means curiosity and a sustainable form of artistic madness. Let's look at a modern institution such as the Esalen Institute in Big Sur, California. It's really uncanny to see that it was not only artists and coaches, but also top managers of large multinationals who in the United States introduced the perennial techniques such as direct perception into the postmodern business culture. It was not scholars, and it was certainly not priests, despite the fact that while direct perception was not part of the official church philosophy, the ones who possessed this knowledge in the past were scholars and saints. Now enlightenment also comes from top managers, which is an interesting new development in the New Age culture. In the past, as I mentioned before, perception was taught as a part of high-level spiritual teaching. This was certainly so in theosophy, but theosophy was in this point inspired by the oldest of spiritual traditions in India as reflected in the Vedas. Typically, qualified gurus in India, when you talk to them, come very quickly to talk about perception and the pitfalls of perception, and for good reason. Without clear perception and a deliberate purification of the many projections that the untrained mind is suffering from, we cannot get an adequate picture of reality. What we get is smoke, said Krishnamurti. I would say we get a distorted picture of reality, and in addition take this distorted picture, because of our natural observer bias, as the reality. And this without seeing the relativity of our personal reality and the fact that all reality perceived by a human being is personal reality. Many mediums today transmit messages of similar content. The riches to be found here is perhaps what Jane Roberts transcribed from the Seed Spirit in her books The Nature of Personal Reality and The Nature of the Psyche. Today, the importance of perception and consciousness about the observer bias form more and more part of an expanded and holistic science paradigm. The paradigm shift in consciousness research has come about mainly through quantum physics, which shows that the observer is always entangled in the process of observation and cannot, as Newtonian science believed, be isolated from it. This has been made very clear also in a recent popular film entitled What the Bleep Do We Know? When we begin to understand that on the level of consciousness, which also has been called the quantum level, all is connected, we cannot seriously continue to give our children a highly fragmented education. But we have to take the learning of geniuses and genius children as examples of how to structure new learning curricula. It will then become obvious that we have to form links between all matters to be learned by associative networks, rather than presenting the learning stuff in a linear and logical or hierarchical manner. This will naturally imply and strengthen the right brain hemisphere in children that in traditional education is badly neglected, if not outright shunned, by the obsessional focus upon left brain deductive logic and isolated topic-based memorization. Memorization, then, that is in accordance with the natural learning capabilities of our brain, will be based on a better understanding of preferred pathways, neuronal connections and their intelligence, the insight in the non-hierarchical nature of life and all knowledge about life, a systems view of life, and last not least, the ultimate insight that all true intelligence is patterned intelligence.